93.7, the River, River City's new classic rock. There goes Journey, Dog and Joe Show. 8 o'clock, we'll get you qualified for that Harley. I hate to say this, but I've got to. Joe is right. And you won't hear that on the radio show too often.
Well, I really love hearing that. I'd like to. Can you run tape on that data?
Yeah. Don't lose that. Joe is right. First of all, he's wrong.
Okay, now wait a second. You can't say Joe is right. First of all, he's wrong.
Yeah. Joe is right, but first of all, he's wrong. We all survived the tragedy that took place on Saturday, the end of the world.
The hell hath cometh.
Hats off to everybody that endured all the hellfire that shot from the sky and the flooding of the seas. And my God, I don't know how we made it through, but we did. So welcome back on a Monday.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Saturday, the world was supposed to end. According to this guy, David Mead, he predicted September 23rd was the date that mysterious Planet X would collide with Earth, based largely on verses and numerical codes from the Bible.
Planet Nibiru.
Yeah, even though NASA said, no, this is a hoax, no such thing, the guy's a crackpot. What David Mead did Saturday, as he was sitting out on his porch, I guess, drinking cognac or whatever you do when you wait for the world to end, as the sun started to drop, I guess David Mead's like, well, I guess I was wrong. I'm still here. The world hasn't ended. So what he has done now is said, whoops-a-daisy, I was off by about a month.
Oh.
The actual day, my bad, typo, October 21st.
Well, how does that figure into his 33-day plan?
Well, because I guess you got to, I don't know, add up some more days.
Well, that's not 33 days, David.
Well, David doesn't know. I mean, he's spitballing here. I mean, predicting the end of the world, that's tough.
Well, he came at us with some real knowledge.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Numerical knowledge, scientific knowledge, I mean, biblical knowledge.
Yeah. But it is, you know, it's a big planet. It's a big job to predict when it's going to go bye-bye.
That's fair.
And, I mean, to his credit, only missed it by a month. I mean, so that's pretty good when you're spitballing, trying to gather up all this data. He was pretty damn close. So the new date, just so you know, if you want to get everything in order, get all your affairs in order and your goodbyes in case you didn't have time last time, the new date is October 21st. That's when the world is going to end. And this is what he says. October will be the month of quote-unquote action.
Well,
and quote-unquote, 7 years of war and disaster, and it starts promptly, October 21st. He says, is it possible, at the end of October, we may be about to enter into the seven-year tribulation period? He thinks so. Mead was quoting saying this to the Sunday Express. So someone actually sat down with a tape recorder or a pen and wrote what he thought about this new deadline, if you will, and the new date. It's just, it's so ridiculous. Do you think it should be jailable?
In a society, well, we're crossing over a train track. I'm not sure I want to cross over here.
In a day where we have so many people on devices and there's so much media and there's so many outlets, shouldn't it be punishable by jail to go out there and start the crackpot? Hey, the end of the world's coming.
To wrongly predict the end of the world?
Yeah.
If that was the case, everyone would be in jail.
I think, yeah, but when you go out and you make a big stink like this guy's done, I think he deserves time. He needs to get the clink.
You don't think the embarrassment of being wrong is enough for him? He's going to be boobed up now for about a month.
Well, I would have thought that, like, you know, Saturday night. I would have thought he would have just crawled back in the house and locked the doors and drew the blinds.
Did you read all the stuff on, did you get to go on Facebook Saturday night at all, or were you at, like, into your weekend and not?
Oh, yeah, Saturday night, that's all I do is follow David Mead
on
Facebook.
I didn't know if you just opened it up and looked at it throughout the night or whatever, but people were just all, did anyone say what time the world was going to end?
Yeah.
I'd like to add I'm about to get another round of drinks or, you know.
Yeah.
They were just laying it.
Well, you would think, like you say, though, the guy's been humiliated.
Yeah.
Well, at a stroke of midnight, you know, 12:01 Sunday a.m., you would think he would have crawled back in the house and never shown his face again or come out to do another interview.
That's how you know he's legitimate, what's happening.
Absolutely,
here.
Absolutely. Yeah, he doubled down.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, whoa, guys, sorry, only a month off. The new date's October 21st. Yeah, that's how you gain credibility within the NASA community and the death communities. So stupid.
The death-dealing communities.
So ridiculous. But he did say, though, October is going to be the month of action and the 7 years of war and disaster.
Nothing about that sounds good to me.
No, it doesn't. So I feel bad for the little ones, too, working on the costumes and all that. I mean, they're getting ready to go out and get all the fun-sized candy bars, and it's not going to happen because the 21st now, it's over.
So what you're saying is the world's going to end before my favorite holiday can even begin this year?
Yeah, that's awful. According to David Mead, yeah, that's what he's saying. So we'll keep you posted. He might give another update. It might change. Stay tuned.
Okay.